brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Segment with Fritz Springmeier. You know, Fritz, that's a whole other subject. I should get my research team to pull up the hundreds of mainstream media admitted cases where Satanists are sacrificing children, and then it's never even a big news story. You'd think that'd be a big news story. That's sensational, but they keep it quiet. Or when they find a castle full of women tortured to death in France, that happens all the time. It's a minor footnote. Or Tony Blair is going to satanic rituals, or Francois Mitterrand was an admitted Luciferian. I mean, we're run by devil worshipers. And then it all makes sense. You're like, wow, no wonder this is so bad. No wonder this is so crazy. I'm sure you've seen the cases now where they're busting abortuaries where it turns out they're doing stuff with the kids' bodies, too. Well, I mean, no kidding. Who wants to take that job, and who wants to do partial birth abortions, folks? Who wants to kill 9-month-old babies? I mean, you got to be a sicko. Fritz Springmeier, comments on that?
Yeah, I'm just listening and tracking what you're saying and agreeing. To finish my thought, I was talking about a man who, using telephoto lens, had photographed one of these sacrificial rituals, and a ritual is a murder, it's a crime. So he turned these over to the local police, and the next thing that happened was the Kansas Bureau of Investigation came down, snatched up all the photographs, and they disappeared. Another man was monitoring from a distance a ritual. And guess who was doing the patrolling and the protection and the guarding of the ritual? It was the county sheriff department. So, the wolf is guarding the chicken coop. And then they tell us that these things don't happen. And yet, like you say, they're happening all around us. And yet we're not being allowed to realize the intensity of it all.
All I know is I see people out in some field getting ready to butcher a little kid. It's going to be 50 cal or Lapua time. And I guess I'm a criminal, though, if I would shoot Satan worshippers trying to kill a child. See, in the New America, we're the bad guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's their right to religion to grab a kid off the street or out of a house and kill him. I mean, we're bad people, Fritz, that we would not want to do that.
Yeah, things have been right is wrong and wrong is right. Things have been stood on their head. But that shouldn't keep us from doing what's right. And one should continue to think on good things and focus on good examples and be the type of person that God would want us to be.
Fritz Springmeier, I agree with you completely. We don't have time to get to other callers, but I will get to the other calls coming up. But I want to get you back on again to specifically get into the Satanism angle, because all of this is a sacrifice. Even if they're not consciously into the occult, these CPS people drugging little kids till they die, they enjoy it, they laugh about it. It's all about scum having power. And that's what evil is. It's big groups of weak people getting together to oppress the strong and the weak individually. And it's just people that never get sick of pressing on the nerve of power. It's just all about the raw exercise of power. And there's never enough. And I'm sick of them waging war against innocence, creativity, and everything that's good. And I pledge and swear on the altar of God eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of humankind, everyone that attacks innocence, because my only desire is to see them strung up by their necks until dead. Bloodlines the Illuminati, available at Infowars.com. Get it and find out how deep the rabbit hole goes.
sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guarantee.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Joins us for the next 30 minutes. Then we're going to have Luke Radowski join us from Chicago, where the international media and even the U.S. media calls it a police state. Welcome NATO to Chicago's police state. And they are locking the city down, taking people to jail for beer-making equipment they bought at the grocery store. It is just a very frightening manifestation. The new Defense Authorization Act reaffirms secret arrest and disappearance of the American people and will repeal, if it finally passes, a 1948 law, the Foreign Relations Authorization Act, updated in 87, that it's illegal for psyops to be conducted in the U.S. with government misinformation campaigns. Oh, they lie professionally. So now they're just going to make legal what's already been going on, $642 billion for indefinite detention and PSYOP operations against us, the people that pay their salaries. And again, no one's more brainwashed than the average troops themselves. They're not bad people. In fact, they're starting to wake up. But we're not in Kansas anymore. Now, Lynn LaRouche joins us to talk about a host of issues. We have Medvedev, he rotated from president to prime minister over in Russia, saying they may have to have nuclear war with the U.S. The Chinese president said that 3 months ago, prepare for war. We've got the West shifting now, saying Al-Qaeda's our friend, attacking Syria and Libya. The new terrorist threat is the American people, and the new military threat is China. And then we have Obama's literary agent for 16 years saying he was born in Kenya. Obviously, Obama is being blackmailed with that info. Lyndon LaRouche, who has an incredible private intelligence network, doesn't need any introduction here from my show. We'll give you his websites as well. Lyndon LaRouche here on the show with us. Lyndon, so much is happening in the world right now. The impeachment's starting to move forward. Out of that spectrum of issues I threw out at you, what would you like to tackle first?
Well, the point is we're in an interim period, probably, I don't know how many days or weeks, a transition after which I would expect a decision be made on whether the president, or the current president, is going to continue to be president. We're in a crisis. I wouldn't be surprised if you have a new president being listed to the roster in terms of the failures of this. But we're in the greatest crisis that of our nation has ever existed, even since the Revolutionary War. And the question is whether we'll survive. I am, of course, committed to doing what is necessary to make this nation survive successfully. But we're in a, for the next weeks, we are in a very dangerous situation in which no one can certainly tell you what's going to happen. It may be people can tell you what they should happen, but they're not able to tell you, not even me.
You were on a month or so ago and you said the crisis was going to get worse. It has. We've got the financial meltdowns taking place, the zombie banks. Why is the world accelerating towards conflict and crisis? What has put us on this path?
Well, first of all, we put on this path by a bunch of presidents we had as a sequence of presidents so far, including this one. And the only likelihood that we'll avoid the very worst effect of some kind or another if we don't get this president out of office very soon. Look, you've got a Republican candidate who doesn't wash, and you've got a present president who also is a failure. I think we're going to come to a point of decision, and it's going to come over the issue of the relationship of Russia to the United States. That's where the issue lies. If Obama gets out, now, the thing we have to understand is the Joint Chiefs of Staff and related military concern people have prevented this from becoming a thermonuclear war so far. But as long as we have Obama as president, as long as he remains in the office of president, we cannot be secure. We may get into a thermonuclear war, a full-scale thermonuclear war. It will be started by the United States if Obama is president. So getting Obama out of the presidency now is not an also-ran. It is something that must happen if we're going to have a United States. I'm optimistic that if there are things I won't say now, because that's a little bit inappropriate, but I think that if Obama is removed from office, which he's ripe to do soon, we will get a completely new shuffle. And I think out of a new shuffle, we have a chance of coming out of this ahead.
Now, Carol Quigley's book that came out in the late 60s as an insider, which they wanted to then remove off the shelves, Tragedy and Hope, that I should add, is available at InfoWars.com. It basically validates everything you've said about this being a Britannic-centered conspiracy, at least the British system of divide and conquer, divide and rule. Now we learn that, I mean, there's just evidence upon evidence that Obama really is born in Kenya. That would have made him a British subject, a British citizen. I've been trying to really track who he is with all these fake names. From your research, because I know you've been saying this, is that why you've been saying Obama is a British agent?
I know he's a British agent because he's an agent of British interests. I don't care where he was born. He's a British agent. He's following orders from London, the British Empire. And that's the issue. He also is unfit to be president, mentally, morally, otherwise. So therefore, he should be impeached or thrown out of office, whatever. We get him out of office within a few weeks from now, at least.
Well, you've been saying that for a while, and I kind of saw it as wishful thinking. But so I had Jerome Corsi on. He said the word is Obama's in trouble. I had even one of your old colleagues, Webster Tarpley, on saying something similar. We've seen all these Washington Post articles about Obama should step down. There should be a new nominee. Do you think they'll really try something like that?
Well, I think the only way it's going to happen is if the somebody in the United States. Look, go back to the time that the what happened in Libya and things like that. This thing was supposed to go to a full-scale war sometime last month, and it didn't happen. It didn't happen because of certain influences. But mostly it didn't happen because our military leadership and people associated with that leadership have acted to prevent the United States from being engaged in a thermonuclear war with Russia. Russia doesn't want it. Russia is willing to cooperate with the United States on exactly the terms the United States wants, that not Obama. So we can avoid this war. And if we get rid of Obama, we're going to have to take a new president. We don't have one running. Maybe Hillary Clinton would come forward and volunteer again or something.
What does getting rid of Obama do? Send a signal of a change?
No, it actually frees the American people from a dictatorship. People out there are scared. There is an increasing hatred of Obama. There's opposition to Obama increasing. But people are frightened. If they see him going, they are going to suddenly become encouraged. And I think we'll get a presidency that we want if that happens.
Why are they announcing and admitting that they do have re-education camps for political dissidents? Yourself, a former political prisoner of the system. Why are they announcing that, yeah, they're listening to us? It looks like they're trying to intimidate us.
Well, look at Kaczynski, huh? He's the associate specialist in dictatorship inside the Obama administration. And if Obama goes, he goes, the program goes. The American people are fed up with this thing, but they're frightened. They're becoming a little less frightened because they're becoming more angry than they are frightened. But I think we're going to reach a point where either we actually go to a thermonuclear war, and that's something we will not survive. No one could survive.
And by the way, you were saying that here 6 months ago. Now the Chinese president, the Russian president, and prime minister are all saying thermonuclear conflagration, using your exact quote, is now on the table. Why are they saying things like that?
Because it's true. We have the negotiations going on. For example, Russia has a whole panoply of these negotiations. The Joint Chiefs of Staff have laid out the policy for the United States in terms of a non-war. These are the important things. We have people in the United States, especially in our professional military and some other people of that type, who have been opposing Obama all the way through. But as long as Obama has the title of President of the United States, their hands are tied if Obama really tries to pull something off. And he's got the British behind him. So therefore, we're holding off, hoping that Obama does not get the chance to declare thermonuclear war globally. And he's getting ready to do so.
And the whole Anglo-American arm, they think they're going to be able to fix things by having a nuclear war with Russia?
No, they're insane. These forces are absolutely insane.
So I'll take it you're not celebrating the Queen's Jubilee.
No, I'm not doing that. What I'm trying to do is do my part, and I have some background, some capabilities. Do my part to encourage those who think as I do in our country, including some of our top military and other people like that, to do what we can to get this guy out of office before it gets us into a thermonuclear war. And on that basis, the minute that guy is going out of office, I can guarantee you there will be some shocking things occurring for the good. And they'll happen soon. And I'm just fighting on that basis now. That's my job, is part of this job.
If you could be at Bilderberg coming up in Virginia in 2 weeks, when we come back, Lynn LaRouche is our guest, LaRouchePack.com is one of the main websites we've had up on screen here. I want to ask you, what would you do if you could address the power elite meeting, 130 of them or so? What would you say to these people? Because they are eugenicists. They are crazy people. David Rockefeller doesn't have long for this world, and maybe he wants to go out in a blaze of glory because they are moving missiles in against Russia. They are moving in ships in on China. With this other double game of having China take over our media, it's bizarre. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a 1-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I was thinking during the break how a long time ago, Lynn LaRouche wrote, or his outfit put out, Dope Inc., exposing British royalty and their control of much of the narcotics trade. And now that's out in the open. That's why they're going to keep British troops through 2014 in Afghanistan. I was thinking about how they now show our troops growing the opium on the news and say it's good. This whole facade now is see-through. But the system still operates like we don't know and just counts on apathy. But if you could talk to some of the most powerful people in the world, I know you've advised CIA directors and others, what would you say to Bilderberg? Because I know they pay attention to this show. They pay attention to what you do as well, Mr. LaRouche. What would you say to them with their meeting coming up at Chantilly?
I'd say, drop dead, because there is no future for humanity under a Bilderberg type. And it is a Bilderberg type of program. That's the word is not understood adequately. But that policy that was laid down by those two monarchies at that time was a scheme for destroying civilization. Now, this scheme has to be destroyed.
See, as usual, you're so historically informed. Explain to people. 1954, Dutch, British royalty set it up to carry out a eugenics world government.
Well, the two monarchies, the Dutch and the British, are products of a system that was created as the new Venetian party. That's why the two monarchies are there. The British were conquered by the Dutch, by the invasion of England, on this case. So the point is, we get rid of that thing and go back to the American system, which is what the rest of the world would really like. I don't get Russia, China, so forth. They would like the American system. And therefore, our job is to get the American system restored and get this British Empire system out. And we can do that if we get enough angry people deciding, like our Joint Chiefs of Staff types who are doing their job, for example, and do our job. And we can rebuild this economy immediately. We can proceed. We can get reforms in place. And we can get large programs which are ready to go. And we can recreate the United States as it once was, and better.
That's right. These people spend all their time, and admit it, suppressing the growth. The oligarchs don't want growth. They're always acting like they want to make things grow, but their real policies are post-industrial.
Yes, we can go with NUWAPA, which is ready to go, that is ready to go as a design process. This will create 4 million jobs, of high-technology jobs, generally, with 2 million others coming in for places like the old auto industry and other things. We can create, on short notice, under the correct kind of program, like a Roosevelt program, we can create 6 million high-tech jobs, or basically high-tech jobs, in the United States.
Let me ask you this, Lynn LaRouche. Why would $20 billion of our bailout money be used to move General Motors, Cadillac, and Volt plants to China? Because on one side, the West is trying to start a war with China, but the other side, henpecking the United States and getting rid of our industry, I guess it's that oligarch mind of just attack everybody? I mean, what is that?
They're out to reduce the world's population, as the British have stated, from the present level of 7 billion people estimated on this planet to 1 at a rapid rate. The intent, you look like when the U.S. industries went over from the United States into China, they didn't do much in production. They took the production capability of the United States and they tried to destroy it. They are destroying our food supplies. We're going to have mass death on this nation come summertime under the present conditions. And those conditions exist in other parts of the world. We now have a lost chance to get rid of this president we have, put him someplace in an insane asylum where he can be protected, no damage come to him, and we can now act to restore our economy, and we must do that. We can do it, and we must do it. But we've got to get this present policy the last two presidents we've had here have been bad jokes. We've got to get our policy back in function.
Well, I'll say this. The fact that for 16 years his literary agent said he was born in Kenya, that's really hurting him. But I don't see how we get rid of him. We've got the impeachment bill. You and Ron Paul and others are supporting. LaRouchePack.com. Lynn LaRouche, thank you so much for spending time with us, and hopefully we can get a new update from you in the next few weeks. Thank you. There goes Lynn LaRouche with the best Skype feed I've ever seen. It's like the guy is, it's like looking through a window at the TV monitor at that guy. I mean, I wish our high def cameras look that good. That guy's got some amazing tech staff over there. All right, there he goes. We're going to get an update coming up. You know, I hope we can avert this, but I'm telling you, he's right. The people running things are completely insane. They're eugenicists who think killing all of us is a great thing. And that's on record. This is insane. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, blasting out on XM Channel 166, over 100 AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave WWCR, and number one on audio streams, podcasts, you name it, Infowars.com. And I was up till about 2 in the morning last night doing research, and I just cannot quit working too hard, because then what happens is I'm burnt out once I get on air. And it's actually been a powerful show today. It's just, I just feel like it hasn't been. You know what I mean? Like, I want to do more. I want to impart to people how serious this is. I don't hate the police in Chicago. I'm sad for them because I know they're hired, put into peer pressure, taught to do what they're told, ignore some crime while prosecuting other. Setting up, I've gone down the research. These four guys, they've charged with terrorism now. Beer-making equipment, One of them has a criminal record, getting drunk on tequila and going swimming in the school swimming pool. And they're charging him with terrorism. 12 cars pulled up around Luke Radowski, aimed guns at him, cussed at him. You know, I mean, there's a famous video of the police saying, "We're going to say you're a terrorist if you don't quit protesting Larry Silverstein in Building 7. And he goes, "But I'm not a terrorist." And they go, "We know you're not, but we're going to say you are." I can hate those police, but in the final equation, man, they are really dishonorable, sad, wicked people. They are enemies, enemies of freedom, enemies of everything good, but most of them really think it's okay to set up protesters and to dress up like protesters and commit crimes. They do it all over the world. And I just wonder, because so many police I meet in person are good people, and I know police do good things. So how do they get away with this in cities like Chicago and like Seattle and Denver, where they've been caught dressing up like protesters, beating people up so they can then attack the peaceful protesters? You see what I'm saying here? How are you so dishonorable? And why do you do it? Well, I know why. If you do those type of corrupt things, you get promoted up the chain. And I wanted to get an update from Luke Radowski of We Are Change. They reached in and cut off their live streams. And by the way, when I go to Bilderberg, we're going to have multiple live streams the entire time if they try to set us up. And don't let that intimidate you. I mean, when you just, it's kind of exciting. You know, cop walks up, shoots me in the head. I fought tyranny. I died a good person. I died someone for humanity. I died for those children in CPS dungeons being raped by big fat pedophiles right now. And they drug them out of their minds so they can't report on them. You know what? I mean, you've got to get to the point of, we're going to peacefully resist these people, and I don't care what you do to me. And I'm not saying that's even going to happen. The point is you got to stop caring about what happens to you. It's that cowardly attitude that has gotten us to this point. And it totally creeps me out to see police all over the world. I saw G20 a few years ago in England. A guy delivered newspapers every day to this little shop that sold cigarettes and newspapers, you know, little corner convenience store. And the police wouldn't release the tape, but later it got released to court. And the guy turns around nicely, has his little thing. He goes, "I'm delivering newspapers," a little cart. He said, "I have the proper badge." And they just beat him to death and have fun killing him, and then later said he'd done something. You know, it's like, wow, they're hiring such cowards. Because, you know, I don't say I'm the toughest guy in the world, but I'm not looking for a fight either. I mean, I know how dangerous it is. I'm not looking to get my nose broken and stuff. But if somebody starts a fight with me, once I start, you know, I certainly get into it because they've done something to me. But I'm not like the type who wants to. I've always seen people who'll see like a little guy and they'll want to go beat him up. I remember one time in high school, my girlfriend's brother was like a runt, and I saw like four or five guys slamming his head into a locker, and I went over and, you know, beat him up. Because it wasn't hard. They were bullies. They were punks. My dad got sued because I punched one of them. The guy's whole nose came off. It was wild. It's like just a black hole in his face with blood shooting out. But that's a side issue. I couldn't imagine why four guys would want to be picking on a runt. You know, a runt. There was obviously something wrong with him. He was a lot smaller. He was little. His sister wasn't like that. He was a runt, like a runt of the litter. And to me, it was, I came over and said, "Why don't you pick on somebody?" So one of them punched me, and I went, bam, tore that guy's nose off. And I'm not bragging about how I'm a tough guy. I've been hurt bad as well. The point is, I would never want to attack somebody who didn't have it coming. And the cowardliness of wanting to, in all these police videos I've seen, okay, here's an example. That's why my head spins. We're going to Luke. 2 years ago, I send Rob Dew, Jason Burmish, and what was it, Aaron Dykes or Rob Jacobson? I forget who all I sent. But I sent three guys up there. I know it was Dew was there, and so was Burmish, because Dew got arrested. Oh, yeah, Aaron was there too. Douglas was there. And they all get up there, and the police are beating up old ladies and releasing police dogs because no one was resisting them. So, and this is in Pittsburgh. So there's famous footage of the two old women come out with grocery bags in their hands out of a shop, and they release a police dog on them. And the old women turn and say, "We're going, so we're going to our cars." This is just in Pittsburgh. And the police just release the dogs on them. Again, total mental illness going on there. And the police were beating up innocent women and people who'd done nothing. And I said, I want you to go talk to the military. Why are they there? This is illegal. So they go to the military and they go, you got to go over here and talk to our commander. Here's the public information officer. He's over here at this building. So the guys pull up and they shot video of this. Military walks over. No, he's not here. He'll call you back. Who are you? They look at Americans like they're trash. It's a fun game. They're told media and American people are your enemy. So the military walks over. Well, why do you want to know? Well, we're just the media. Here's our card. We'd like to, you know, go interview your public information officer. We were told come here. All right, well, we'll call you. An hour later, they're at the hotel in their rooms ordering some, you know, room service, working all day. Cop calls. And I even called on air and talked to the cop, and he admitted it all. And he said, we're coming to arrest you for terrorism. You're planning to blow up the military. And if we wouldn't have had a radio audience and been able to call the Pittsburgh police and all this, they were sending police. They'd gone to the rental car place. They found out where they were. They were coming until I found out and called them and had a bunch of listeners call it an emergency broadcast, internet only. And they backed off, but they were coming and saying, you're terrorist, you're going to prison. He said, you're terrorist, you're going to prison. And we're coming right now. And I called the guy up and I said, are you mentally ill? He goes, what do you mean? Because he's not like a normal guy. I said, they just pulled up and want to talk to the military. That's not bad. But God forbid they have beer-making equipment in the apartment they were staying in. I mean, it's just, it's folks, I've had them try to do this to me. I'm an animal to them. I don't exist. You don't exist. And I want to tell the cops, when you act like that, we have no future. What do you think the bankers are going to do if you're going to enforce a tyranny like this? And by the way, there's going to be a civil war, and you're going to get chewed up in it, which is no enjoyment to me. All right, I'm going to shut up. Luke, amazing video. Well, we can't play it because the cops are cussing so much, but it's up at Infowars.com. It's also on the We Are Change YouTube site. We've had it up, obviously, since it happened yesterday. But tell folks what else you've been witnessing there at NATO, what the London Guardian calls a police state. Welcome NATO to Chicago's police state. But it's no matter where NATO goes, who are the big narcotics traffickers, I should add. Everywhere they or the globalists go, they lock things down. This is global. They're in command. The Guardian's acting like NATO didn't do this. Luke Radowski of We Are Change, founder of We Are Change, what do you make of this?
Alex, there's so much to get into, especially our coverage here. The night we got pulled over earlier in the day, we were at the bail hearings for the NATO 3. The NATO 3 that are facing terrorist charges, we were there. We were the first ones to do a live report outside the courtroom how this was a pure entrapment. The defense clearly stated that undercover agents supplied the explosive devices and instigated the call for violence. We were there reporting on that. A very weird situation occurred when we were live streaming later on in that day, and I have a feeling that we were almost about to be set up. We were staying with somebody because we really can't even afford a hotel with one of my friends who was loosely associated with the Occupy Chicago group here, and my friend loosely knew her, and we were staying at her house. We got a phone call that the place we were staying at was being raided. That there was police officers inside, the person couldn't get inside. We broadcasted that message out to everybody on our Twitter, on our Ustream, told everybody this was happening. Later, the same person called us, told us not to tell anybody, not to contact the NOG, not to go there. I sent people there anyway. The place we were staying at, the door was open, the alarm was going off. Our stuff was still there. The person then went missing, wasn't in her apartment. And as we were talking about how weird the situation was, that our place was surrounded by police officers, after we were done live streaming, we just contacted the National Lawyers Guild to get some information.
Getting ready to have you on the news as the terrorist. Instead, they set up these other guys for the beer equipment, which the media went in and saw the big, I mean, it is a beer equipment, but doesn't matter. You're probably going to prison for it. Go ahead.
The person we were staying with knew the people who were entrapped with that beer equipment.
Oh, see, there you go. Absolutely. Okay, yeah, they're planning to set you up.
Yeah, I really have that feeling. We have no solid evidence, but everything points to that right now. And as we were talking about in the car, going to that place, how this may be a setup, how we need to live stream everything, 12 police car vehicles, one with DHS, a DHS stamp, also was there. Undercover cops were there. Three white shirt police officers were there, a lieutenant. They pulled us over. Guns were drawn at us. We were screamed at, told to put our hands out the window. I took my cell phone out the window, and I was live streaming the whole
thing. Yeah, I saw that. We're going to be doing that at Bilderberg and see you there.
I was very lucky I didn't get shot, but police officers then deleted my footage, deleted that footage of them running up to us with guns, deleted it off my phone, made sure I didn't save. Your stream can't even get the broadcast back up right now. And we were handcuffed. We were questioned. And the weird thing is that the DHS van was there. They started banging our hard drives, our batteries. The police officer that I was talking to was looking me straight in the eyes. And then when I asked him why we're getting pulled over, he said our vehicle matched the description that they were looking for. And as he said that, he looked down and started laughing. He started laughing because our car that we're driving in right now has New Mexico plates. I don't think there's many cars here in Chicago right now that have New
Look, Mexico obviously,
plates.
It's a giant narcotics trafficking mafia command base. I've seen the footage of these police. They look something right out of a Goodfellas episode. This country is so pathetic. Go ahead.
Alex, this is also important to know. We are changing Milwaukee, who I don't even know. We are changing an idea. Other people grasp the idea and start chapters. I met We Are Changing Milwaukee for the first time on the march that day. So right after they met me, CPD, Chicago Police Department, stopped them. They put them, arrested them, and took them down to a Homeland Security Fusion Center. And then We Are Changing Milwaukee, when they were inside the Fusion Center, they were questioned. How do you know Luke Radowski? What is he wearing? Who is he with? Where is he staying? They're trying to find out details.
Yeah,
about
they want to set you up. These are criminals.
Yes. DHS at the Fusion Center was asking by me by name. And then later we found out We Are Change Minnesota was also pulled over the same style, guns drawn, pulled over by the CPD. So this is extremely, extremely weird. Later, what we decided to do, we had the live broadcast. We went back to the apartment. We inspected all of our stuff. First, we inspected our vehicle, made sure nothing was planted in the car. We live streamed when we went back to the apartment, and we checked all of our possessions, went through every little thing, made sure nothing was planted on us, and then we left looking for another place to stay. And this was late at night, and then my friends who were listening on the police radio said that the police were looking for us and to find out where our final destination
was. Well, Chicago cops will kill you for fun. They can put soft kill chemicals and things like in the food in the refrigerator that'll kill you 6 months later. They do it all the time. It's just because it makes them feel manly to kill some innocent Americans. I mean, you don't think in America you're just allowed to have cameras and go cover NATO meeting. What do you think? You're in a free country, pal?
We have the best independent journalists with us. We have Timcast, Giraffa, the best independent journalists here who are covering everything. This is a pure form of intimidation, of harassment. We decided to stand tall, not be intimidated, not be afraid, and we came out there tomorrow. We came out there yesterday, and we still continued our work here. Some of our members wanted to go home. Some of our members were freaked out. We Are Changing Milwaukee. As soon as they released, they got out of this town.
But if you run today, you'll keep running forever. These are all martial law drills to intimidate everybody not to protest. That's why all over the country, they'll come out to peaceful anti-war rallies and pepper spray babies and laugh on video. Remember that happened?
It's also very important that days before the NATO summit, we were here in Chicago. We were at a press conference with the top cop, the police chief of Chicago, and we asked him, will you use agent provocateurs to instigate violence? Will you dress up your police officers to instigate violence? And the police chief, his answer, it's not our YouTube channel right now, his answer was, what? I never heard that. And he canceled the interview right after I asked that question.
He canceled the press conference.
Mad at me. Yeah, he was doing a press conference. The video's on our YouTube channel. And then we went to the NATO 3 terrorism charges hearing at the court here. We were at the press conference of the prosecution, of the police chief, of top Chicago prosecutors, and they wouldn't answer any questions about the undercover agents who entrapped these three young kids who instigated the call for violence. At least that's what the defense is saying right now.
Well, sir, let me just stop you for a minute, Luke. I mean, you obviously understand how dangerous and criminal these people are. In Illinois, they sent state prosecutors down to try to help the counties put people in prison for life for filming and taping police in public. So these, they would love to put you in a solitary confinement for life. They think you should be killed for the First Amendment. These people are basically like Stalin supporters. I mean, they would have done great in Stalin's system, and they want to kill America. They're so close to getting rid of the Bill of Rights, and you keep exercising it, and they can't stand it. But they've really got to feel good about themselves, because they are the modern scum of the earth.
This is really incredible. I mean, I'm shocked at everything that's going on, but I won't be deterred. I'm not afraid. I'm still here in Chicago. I'm still going to continue my reporting. I hope people, I mean, the only thing keeping me safe right now is people watching on the Ustream, people on Twitter following up everything that's going on. And, you know, we need your help. We need your eyes and ears, because in the info world, we're under attack right now. Homeland Security is targeting. We are change members. I mean, We Are Change is just an idea of being the change you want to see in this world. And we do it through journalism. We do it through...
It's because you are good that they're saying you're bad. Look, Aaron Dyke's girlfriend, who was coming in to see him from Germany, they knew who she was, and they said, "You work for Alex Jones and Ron Paul." And she said, "No, I date somebody that works for him. I'm just coming here to, you know, visit him." And they kicked her out of the country, and they were screaming at her saying, "You hate my country because you like Alex Jones." And she said it was somebody, you know, she couldn't even understand the lady's English. But you know, the point is, Luke, that's what's going on. We're going to be here backing you up. You got my cell phone number. We're watching everything you're doing. We're posting your videos at InfoWars.com, Luke. And I'm going to see you at Bilderberg, right? You're coming to Bilderberg?
I'm going to be live streaming at Bilderberg. We need your eyes and ears. Please support us.
Absolutely, Luke. Well, we're going to see you there then, Bilderberg, 2 weeks from now. All right, we'll be right back.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
straight old boy about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
Al from Ministry just let us know that he liked my rendition of Lies the other day, a little impromptu. You know, there are so many good people out there that are awake. I'm sad about this. I mean, I know where this is going to go. And it makes me so sad to see this country being run into the ground. I mean, I really love America. There's so many good people. This is such a great country. But we have to realize just how pathetic we are. I mean, for over 10 years, I stopped working out, ate like a pig, gained like 70 pounds. I've only lost 40-something. I had to realize that I was pathetic, and I still haven't gone all the way I should, and I'm still pathetic. To really be able to reverse things, you've got to humble yourself. And I know under peer pressure, these police do a lot of bad things, but, man, it is bad on your soul, on your life, to set up innocent people. Now, I don't think that's going to be happening at Bilderberg because they don't want to give it attention. All these G20 NATO meetings, it's always about getting a local police force under federal control to do horrible things. It's a psychological test. We've confirmed this. I'm probably the leading expert on it because I've been obsessed with the police state for 17 years, and I've watched it unfold. And why would you release dogs on old ladies coming out of a store? And then go, well, we got to find somebody who's out on the daytime, nighttime curfew. Let's go to the university 5-6 miles away and attack them. Why? I mean, as a man, you want to chase a girl on a bike and hit her in the head with a billy club and split her head open? Because that's what men do. That's manly. That's tough. I mean, what do you expect? We've had 50 million abortions in this country, 50 plus million. I mean, look at this article Paul Watson did. There's a lot of big breaking news at InfoWars.com right now. AMC buyout, part of Chinese takeover of media. And the Chinese government says in USA Today that we quote, this is part of the soft power cultural influence. It's not about the Chinese people. It's about the biggest communist state in the world that kills political dissidents and sells their organs. And the Red Dawn movie got pulled because it criticized China. They can't even release a movie now where it shows the communist Chinese invading because they have invaded through the media. And our big companies, big NSA companies like Google and others and Yahoo, Microsoft, they're all helping build the control system over there. It's such treason. This is an important article. This needs to get out to, you know, Michael Savage and Drudge and Rush Limbaugh and people, because nobody's talking about this. I mean, it's not kosher now to criticize China in any way. People are like, well, wait, I thought you said the West wants to have a war with them. It's a bunch of weird special interests. Our government's bad. The Chinese government's bad, too. It's not like, hey, let's not attack Iran, so I'm saying the Iranian government's good. Our government's bad, so's their government. It's not, well, you know, if Hugo Chavez is bad, I must be saying the West is good. No, he's bad, too. People, it's more sophisticated than the mainstream media puts it out. The nightly news is going to be powerful tonight, jam-packed. Well, there's a lot of news I didn't get to, but I covered most of it here in this hour. I didn't get into this properly, and this should probably be our top story tomorrow. It is so big that members of Congress are trying to battle it, but they haven't been able to defeat it. And Smith and Amish, amendment rejected, indefinite detention still the law. That's New American. And they're announcing the CIA is engaging in PSYOPs domestically. It's illegal, but so what? It's all about lawlessness.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.